You've sort of hinted at something that Ian Borukovich has also mentioned here, which is about the undesirable effects. Now, Planet of the Apes, of course, we cognitively enhance chimps and end up with them running the world. That's an undesirable effect from a gene therapy. But how do we go about to look into and prevent these undesirable effects? Obviously, the more realistic ones.
So we've spent a lot of time, gene therapy and stem cell therapy researchers have spent a huge amount of time not only trying to make the most efficient gene therapy vectors and stem cell treatments, but also to ensure that they are as safe as possible. And when we're using different gene therapy vectors, for example, if we're using ones that are based on HIV, these actually insert themselves into the genome, and they can therefore disrupt the genome. So there's certainly been work over the past 8 years to try to, firstly, make them as safe as possible so they don't affect the surrounding genes, but also, as Kathy High alluded to in her presentation today, what we've been doing for many years in gene therapies actually is providing a supplementary copy of the gene, but actually still leaving the mutated gene in. Whereas what Kathy is doing and various other researchers in the community is that they're creating toolkits to be able to actually repair the gene and return it to what we would perceive to be its normal function. And that, although it's inefficient at the moment, is very exciting as almost an ideal safe gene therapy.
And as with all types of medicine, there must be all sorts of regulation, all sorts of boxes that you need to tick before you can actually put something on the market, or even before you can get it into trials in people.
Of course. Gene therapy is no different from any other pharmaceutical therapy in terms of its regulation. We obviously have to go through a fairly rigorous ethical process and also be able to ensure that we can give medicines that are made or manufactured in the right ways, so that they're safe for people.
Thank you, Adrian.